Now, if worse came to worse, and your husband died before you, all of the things that you had brought to the wedding in your dowry could be returned to you. And here we have another fresco by Ghirlandaio showing a notary recording the contents of the widow's chest. So they're counting up all the things that are her belongings, legally marking them off. Now, the idea of a widow having a dowry and getting it back brings us right back to sacred and profane love, because this marriage picture was really done to commemorate a marriage between a widow and a man in Venice. We happen to know who the patron was. His coat of arms are right there, and his name was Niccolò Aurelio. And he married Laura Bagarotto, who came from a Paduan family. The wedding actually took place, or the consummation of the wedding took place, on the 17th of May, 1514. And Mario Sonnuto, who was the diarist, who recorded all the events that were happening in Venice at the time, said that it was a cause célèbre, that it was a great scandal that this wedding had taken place. And he said, everyone is talking about it. Well, you might wonder, you know, why is everyone talking about this particular wedding? Well, it turns out that Laura Bagarotto's father, Bertuccio Bagarotto, was a very famous canon law professor at the University of Padua, and he was one of really the elite of Padua who ruled the city. And during the War of Cambrai, with the League of Cambrai, in 1509, when momentarily the German imperial forces had actually taken the city of Padua, which had before that time been totally controlled and ruled by the Venetians, they came in and certain Paduans were said to side with the enemy. And Bagarotto and Laura's husband, whose name was Borromeo, were two of those people. They were, after the war, which only lasted about 6 months, they were taken to Venice. They were put in jail. They had a trial, and they were declared traitors. And they were hung in front of the Palazzo Ducale in Venice, so the big square in front of the Church of San Marco. And Sonnuto tells us once again that they had never seen so many people who came to witness the hanging of these people. So everybody would have known who she was.